Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Well, over the course of the weekend, the Green Party announced a new policy position on cannabis, suggesting that we decriminalise the drug. And the new proposals would allow for the possession of up to 5 grams for personal use. It would also see the introduction of Amsterdam-style coffee shops, as well as to allow people to grow 2 cannabis plants for personal use. Now, the aim of the proposal, according to the Green Party, is to try to stop the current law making criminals out of ordinary people. So to discuss the issue of legalisation, I'm joined on the line by Dr. Gareth McGovern, the Medical Director of the Priority Medical Clinic. Gareth, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What's your view? Why should we legalise cannabis here in Ireland?
Well, I think it makes very, very little sense to have a drug which is probably well down the pantheon of drugs in terms of drug harm that's currently illegal. And there are a number of people every single year who are getting criminalised every day, probably, as a result of the illegality of that drug. So if it's based on harm, it really doesn't seem to make any sense, bearing in mind, as I say, tobacco and alcohol, which kill more people than anything else, are legal.
So I suppose because you think it's, if you like, further down the drug chain as such, that would be the argument essentially for legalising it?
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple of points to be made on this. I mean, one is to use cannabis for recreational use, and the other, of course, is medicinal cannabis. I mean, many, many people have different views on these issues, but I mean, the issue of medical cannabis being criminalised for wanting to reduce symptoms of a disease makes completely, absolutely no sense at all, and probably is, in my opinion, inhumane.
I know a lot of people, even just from looking at some of the reaction to this, you know, on the likes of Twitter and even people that have got in contact with us since we first discussed this issue in News Talk Breakfast earlier this morning. Some people, you know, I think just by way of a kind of a raw average poll, Gareth, from what I can see, some people don't tend to have an issue with cannabis being used for medical reasons, but a lot of people do still have a huge issue with it being used for recreational purposes. At the end of the day, it is a drug and it's illegal here in Ireland. And just because a lot of people still use it while it's illegal, it doesn't mean that we should necessarily change the current laws to allow for that.
Yeah, I think if you look at the illegality of cannabis, the point that's made against cannabis being legalised, the big point is, will young people use this drug more? And that's the nub of this, as I see it. If we have more liberalised laws and cannabis becomes more widely available, will young people use it? There is a sort of a blueprint for this at the moment. I mean, if you look at Colorado and Washington State and Uruguay, and they've regular reviews and they've completely legalized cannabis. So you can go in and buy cannabis off the street. The reviews have shown that not only has youth use not increased, actually, it's actually decreased slightly. So the kind of worry that this is going to be made more widely available, and therefore young people are going to take it more frequently, and therefore young people are going to develop more problematic use. So far, that's not what the evidence is.
Okay, and while the facts and figures, maybe Gareth, in other countries don't show that there's been an increase in terms of the recreational or personal use, many would argue, though, that if you do legalise cannabis here in Ireland, it'll just open the floodgates. And it will allow then, I mean, will there start being calls in the next 5-10 years for other drugs to become, to be legalised for recreational use also?
Well, possibly. But I mean, if you look at a drug like heroin, I mean, heroin is, you know, widely regarded by many people as probably the hardest drug of all. And I mean, there are a number of countries which have medicalized heroin so that hard to reach heroin users actually can go into a clinic and be prescribed heroin. So the idea of, you know, a more rational, kind of humane way of dealing with this, it's not unusual. It may appear unusual in Ireland, but I think things are changing. We've had a number of key events over the last few years in terms of, you know, a cannabis bill to look at more rational laws in terms of cannabis. The medicinal cannabis has more or less gone through the door, and it's been argued at the moment. So I think, and look, we're looking also at now the first injecting centre open in Ireland. So I think we're moving in a direction towards more rational drug policies. And the other thing you need to remember is that this is not cost neutral, having a drug that's illegalised. It costs a huge amount of police illegalising a drug that really I think most people would accept is not nearly as harmful as alcohol or tobacco.
Just in terms of a little bit of clarity around, I suppose, what the proposal is actually putting forward or looking to try and achieve, Gareth, is it really the legalisation of possession and also the production of it? I mean, if it's a case that cannabis, just say for the sake of argument, if it is to be legalised here in Ireland, would it also allow for the fact that it would be produced here? Or if any of the materials that are being used are going to have to cross through other jurisdictions where it might be illegal? I mean, like, how do you get around that? Would you not need to have a kind of an entire European approach to this where other countries would be on board as well?
I don't think that will happen. I mean, there are a number of countries that are rabidly against kind of more looser laws, let's say, in relation to drug regulations. But I do think there needs to be an important distinction made here between decriminalisation and legalisation. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people really probably are very, very concerned about the actual legalisation of cannabis. I mean, I think the lowest lying fruit in this has to be decriminalisation. And that simply isn't anything to do with legalisation. That's not walking in off a street and buying it. That's merely the possession of this drug where you won't be arrested. Allow a certain amount. I don't know what that amount is going to be, but a certain amount basically for personal use, and then you will not get prosecuted by the law.
Well, I think in Ireland what the Green Party is putting forward is that the limit would be around 5 grams is the limit that they're looking at here, because obviously at the moment it's if you have any amount of it is illegal, but it's a case of whether if you have a certain amount of it, you know, you could be charged if you were caught by the guards for for sale or supply, and that's obviously an entirely separate issue. So it's really, I suppose, looking at the alternatives. Is that what you're saying to criminal convictions for what might be described as being minor drug possession?
Exactly. I mean, I think we talk an awful lot about the Portuguese model, but the Portuguese model basically looks at drug use as a health issue rather than a criminal justice issue. So drugs for personal use or someone who has a problematic relationship with drugs is not brought down a criminal justice route, which doesn't serve any purpose. It doesn't make their addiction get better. It doesn't make their drug use get better. It's simply they're put down this route, which is called a dissuasion committee, which is looks sort of kind of in a more kind of humane way, where people, if they have a problem, will get the right support and the correct kind of interventions.
Okay. Do you mind just for one moment, Gareth, if I could just maybe ask you just to hold the line, because we've quite a number of texts coming in from people on this issue. I'll turn to those in just a moment. We also have Frank, a caller, is on the line as well. Frank, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Frank, you've just been listening to some of the points there and been discussed and raised by Dr. Gareth McGovern. Just give us your own view.
Well, my view is I've worked in the area of adult mental health for over 20 years, and I worked with kids leaving care. And if Gareth was to get permission to come around some of the psychiatric units I go into and can see the effects that cannabis has, particularly if young people start using cannabis, I think under 21, your brain is still developing. And cannabis, and certainly a regular use of cannabis, number one, 10% become addictive. And number two, 8 to 13% of people who regularly use cannabis can develop one of the most devastating illnesses, which is schizophrenia, where you have paranoia, where you can get depressed, where you have apathy. And your whole life is potentially ruined. And coming off the drug doesn't always actually lead to your mental health improving. It can do. And I would say to Gareth, has he looked at the Royal College of Psychiatry's website? Has he looked at, in Britain, the NHS's website, about the risk, particularly to our young people? Young people have problems with addiction per se, alcohol, suicide rates when there is addiction in place. I'm all for prescription of cannabis if it helps a medical problem, but actually, almost giving the green light is a major concern to me as a mental health professional.
Okay, just was interesting because one of the points that Gareth cited was that he talked about facts and figures from areas even like Colorado and other parts of the world as well, where once cannabis at a certain level was legalised, that the actual use of it had decreased among people, that it didn't necessarily encourage a further uptake or use of it.
Well, he's not comparing like with like. If you ever go on holidays, I know as a 20-year-old going on holidays and discovering I'm not allowed to drink in America, So I think there's probably a maturity and there's different cultural experiences. In Ireland, let's face it, young people drink at an early age. And giving the green light to using cannabis at an early age is potentially a disaster. And I can understand the criminal justice aspects. We're trying to close down psychiatric beds and hospitals and have care in the community. This will guarantee that our psychiatric services will be busier. There's no doubt about it. And I accept the liberal argument if that's where people want to go. But as a parent, I certainly wouldn't want my young people to know that they have a green light for cannabis use. And let's face it, vulnerable people don't go out and buy their 5 grams or whatever. They go out and they young people can binge use. Certainly young people and adults can binge drink. So you can be damn sure that when it comes to cannabis use, we're not all going to follow the Green Party's line, which I think is talking of actually legalizing it for 18-year-olds when we know it actually does damage to the brains of young people up to 21. Okay. We know that for a fact.
Can I just on one of the other points as well, we were just discussing with Gareth McGovern there a few moments ago as well, Frank, the idea of, I suppose it's the idea of decriminalizing the use of cannabis versus legalizing cannabis. And that idea of perhaps alternatives to criminal conviction for minor possession, just what would your view on that be as a mental health social worker?
Well, I've been to Portugal, and my understanding in countries like Portugal, what they try to do is engage you in rehab. So they're trying to engage you in not using a drug. So the idea, and it's a bit like having the injection centres, it isn't to facilitate people to just go on using drugs. Like methadone clinics are often criticised. But what you want to do is minimise harm, but actually engage people not to use the drug. And if for a temporary period you're supporting people in using a drug safely, I'm all for that. But we don't want, I don't want to be a nanny state, but certainly when it comes to young people, I do think we have to be responsible and not just populist. That's just my view.
Well, I suppose the reality is too, Frank, a lot of young people are using cannabis on a regular basis as a recreational drug. Frank, my thanks to you for joining us on the line. Frank there, who is, as you mentioned, they're a mental health social worker. Just Dr. Gareth McGovern, if you're still on the line, just some of those points they're raised by our caller. We've quite a number of messages in sort of echoing similar sentiments. I'll go to them in a few minutes. But just do you want to respond to any of the issues there just raised by Frank?
Well, first of all, Frank is describing the current state of affairs in a country where cannabis is illegal. So we can't blame what's happening in psychiatric units on legal cannabis. That hasn't actually happened yet. I'd argue actually strongly that if cannabis does have a link, and really the evidence is so hairy in relation to the relationship with schizophrenia, and I've absolutely no doubt that in vulnerable people, any psychoactive drug can be damaging. And I'm not here to argue the virtues and otherwise.
No, I appreciate
whether it does. But what I would say is this, would that not be a merit for having a system where we would have a drug that we would be able to measure, we would know the dose, we would be able to give safety advice, we would be able to regulate it? At the moment, there is no age limit to kids, and there are kids much, much younger than 18 using cannabis. Why would we not move to a system, basically, where we could give proper advice? And also, there's another aspect to this, which I probably has gone unnoticed, but that is, we can't really study cannabis as long as it's illegal. It is too complicated. Alcohol, we have huge amounts of studies in relation to alcohol harm. We make this drug legal and available. We are able now to do good quality studies to look at the exact harms of this drug. So I would argue strongly that is in favour of cannabis regulation, not against it.
Okay, we'll leave it there for the moment. And my thanks to Dr. Gareth McGovern, Medical Director of the Priority Medical Clinic, for joining us on the line today. Quite a number of messages in on this. Ken says, tell the Green Party to open up more mental institutions for the future for the people suffering from paranoia from taking cannabis. The law is a joke, just like the Green Party. That comes in from Ken. Another texter says, cannabis should not be legalised. Look at what big tobacco and big alcohol has done and the problems they cause. It should be decriminalised to take finance away from criminal gangs. JD in Dublin says, don't we all know one or two heavy cannabis users from secondary school or university who never managed to become fully functioning adults due to cannabis dependency? Let's keep it banned. Also, this texter says, cannabis keeps getting stronger as well. Bob says, hi Andrea, do we want to continue to allow criminals control the sale and supply of cannabis to the public? By legalising and regulating, we can take the product off their product list and free up resources and money for the state. We can also ensure quality control when we purchase in a safe and regulated environment. And we'll just take take one more for the moment. Bren says, this is nothing but a cynical ploy by the Green Party to try and bribe the youth for their vote. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent is the number for your texts today. If you've any views or queries on that, or if you want to join us live on the air, you can do so 1890 453 106.
Thanks again for listening to this Lunchtime Live podcast. Please do subscribe via the app or on iTunes, and check us out on newstalk.com/lunchtime live. Talk to you again soon.